Section 3.
You will hear a new employee talking to his manager.
First, you will have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Come in, come in. Sit down. And you are? Let's see, Jason?
Yes, Jason Endicott. With a double T. E-N-D-I-C-O-T-T.
Good, thank you. Pleased to meet you and welcome to the company. My name is Debbie Smith. And I'm the commercial manager here at Platinum Products.
And I'm pleased to meet you too. And thank you for the opportunity to work here. I'm very excited to get started.
Good to have you on board. Now, I believe it was discussed during your interview with the HR department that you'll be joining as a junior in the accounts department. But I hope you realize this is a real career opportunity. We see the role developing rather quickly as we're experiencing a significant level of growth at the moment.
Yes, that was explained during the interview. I like the sound of the company and what's happening. It must be an exciting time.
Yes, it certainly is. There are a lot of changes underway at the moment, and we've got new export markets opening up all the time. We've actually just signed a new contract in Southeast Asia, and as you know, the majority of your workday will be spent monitoring these new markets and formally presenting your feedback.
Sure, no problem.
I see that you studied economics and business at university, so I'm hoping to draw on some of that knowledge while we work on developing these new markets. What exactly did you study?
Well, I did marketing and accounting. But I was particularly interested in statistics, which was part of the economics course. I liked the numbers side of things, and I quite enjoyed looking at market trends and all the figures associated with that.
That's good. That's why we offered you the position. And we're hoping to see some of that knowledge translated into analyzing where we're going and how we're going to get there. Have you worked previously in any sort of industry position? I mean, have you done any similar work?
Absolutely. I worked for Wilson Manufacturing last year for 6 months, a work experience sort of thing. And we were investigating a possible new project and working out the numbers to see if it was a good idea for the company.
Interesting. I hope some of that experience will carry over into this role.
I'm sure it will. I'm looking forward to getting started, and it's especially exciting being a part of a new venture for the company, and to be part of that growth.
You now have some time to read questions 26 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 26 to 30.
Well, let's discuss some of the details of the job, and then we can get you started. As was discussed in your interview, you will be working in the sales and marketing department alongside the accountant, where you will report to John Owens, the manager there. But you will also be reporting to me as well, because I will be interested in those stats you come up with.
Well, that will be interesting. With two managers, I mean.
Well, we don't see it as a problem. The departments generally communicate well with each other, and we think that your position will become increasingly important. So you'll probably find you will need to work with a number of different departments.
Is my position a standalone role, or do I work with others?
That's a good question. Initially, you will be with two others, but we see the role becoming quite independent. So after a few months, you will mostly be working by yourself.
And if you don't mind me asking, Miss Smith...
You can just call me Debbie. We're quite informal around the office.
Okay, thank you, Debbie. So, who will I receive my training from? Just to get me started, I mean.
Ah, another good question. John Owens, who I mentioned before, will be watching over you, as will I. However, John will be away for a few weeks from tomorrow, so I will be covering his role and my own. That means that, for the most part, your training will be done by Sharon Greenslade. She's the accountant that I mentioned before, and has extensive knowledge of the sales side of things.
Well, that sounds good. It sounds as though I will have a lot of people I can draw knowledge from. A silly question, perhaps, but do I have my own workstation?
Yes. In a moment, I'll take you through to where you'll be working. But just to let you know, you're in a workstation area with Sharon, who I just mentioned, and two others. You will have your own desk and computer, of course.
That sounds fine.
Now, one thing I should tell you about is that there may be a requirement to work a few extra hours of overtime, which will be paid for in addition to your normal salary. It's just to prepare any reports that may be required and is most often only at the end of the month, but only in extreme cases. Saturdays and Sundays are your own, though. We don't ask staff to work then.
Could I do that from home?
Well, actually, that's something we're considering, and we might be moving to a situation where there is a lot of opportunity to do that. Our technical department are looking into making sure you can safely access information from outside of the office. But there are some security issues to be worked out. It would certainly help with parking. That's often a problem here. And there are lots of other potential benefits.
That sounds great.
I agree. So, overall, what do you think?
Well, as I said before, I'm excited to be working here. It's a very progressive company, and I want to be a part of it. I hope I'll be able to make a contribution.
Yes, so do we, and we see you fitting in well. As you may have been told by the Human Resources Department, there is a 3-month review, at which time we can sit down and talk about how you're doing, any concerns you might have, and how we see you moving forward in our business because...
That is the end of Section 3. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4.